training school at Oxford too, down there below university where nobody but women went, and my grandmother on my mother's side went there. But Grandma Chandler, Mama's mother, my Grandma Chandler, cared for homework, and she didn't get out and teach or anything like that. But my grandmother Mitchell, I was a Mitchell, and my grandmother Mitchell had taught. Her husband died when my daddy wasn't but 5 years old. So she started teaching in school, and she taught for about 50 years, and she worked Latin and algebra and things like that when she was 80. And she'd teach us to sing the alphabet and sing the multiplication table.
Make it fun.
And she had a pretty good tune with it too. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And she'd teach us to sing it. And we didn't forget it either. Mm-hmm. And she'd get down that old Dante's Inferno. She was a great Bible student too. And she'd tell us that Dante had that dream. What hell was. I got the old book in there. I had it at the schoolhouse, my house burned, and I got the old book in there now. It's a very expensive book. And then I had to compare Milton's Paradise Lost with Virgil's Aeneid. And all those things that grandmother taught me. And you know, my mother was jealous of her. And I never could see why.
It was your father's mother.
Mm-hmm. She was so, I never heard her say a word against my mother in her life. And she was so highly educated and so very, very smart. And when I was 15, when I finished high school, I went to Oxford for a while, and we moved back down here. My daddy sold that house in Oxford, and we moved back down here. He had a farm down here, and he had a store. He was a merchant. And he had a big store, and a two-story store, and had coffins up in the upstairs up there, and furniture. And they had a big old ice box about as long as from that door, and 300 pounds of ice would come down on that local I told you about every evening from Oxford ice plant. And it would hold 300 pounds of ice. Well, he kept fresh meat and things in there when we were kids all the time. Upstairs was quilts and blankets and comfort, everything you could think of, in a general store. It burned in 1914. And caught a fire from a real cold weather, putting the heat up to around the fruit, making the stove so hot. Anyway, I went on, and Grandma taught me all that, and there wasn't any trouble for me to go into school.
So you went to high school out here in Taylor? You started in Oxford, but...
I finished here in 1914. And then I went on, and I finished with Mississippi Woman's College with William Carey in 1917. And I happened to have a book with some of that.
Pine Burr.
It was called There I Am, Business Manager of the Pine Burr. Then I finished it Ole Miss after that. I got a professional license when I finished here. Now, There I Am.
I see. And you got your AB.
Yeah, and There I Am, look at what they said about me. And I didn't write that. Well, that's in there too.
Why don't you read it for the tape so I can remember?
You want me to read it? It just says, three, the girl that's worthwhile is a girl that can smile when everything goes dead wrong. That's what they said about me.
Yeah.